You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Support comes from Caddis Collaborative, architects who consider community, sustainability, and carbon neutrality at every phase of design and construction. More information at caddispc.com.
Support comes from Sunshine Homeshare Colorado, a nonprofit that matches elders looking to remain in their homes with home seekers looking for affordable housing. Home sharing provides mutually beneficial effects for both the home provider and a home seeker. More at sunshinehomeshare.org.
Hi, folks. Welcome to Highway 322 with
Dane. Oh, Krusty Radio Man.
Back in 1927, I had a little farm that I called heaven. Well, the price is up and the rain come down, and I hauled my crops all into town. I got the money, bought clothes and groceries, fed the kids, and raised a family. Well, the rain quit and the wind got high, and the black old dust storm filled the sky. And I swapped my farm for a Ford machine, and I poured it full of this gasoline. I started rocking and rolling over the mountains out toward the old Peach Bowl. Way up yonder on a mountain road, I had a hot motor and a heavy load. Got it going pretty fast, it wasn't even stopping, and bouncing up and down like popcorn popping. I had a breakdown, sort of a nervous breakdown of some kind. There was a feller there, a mechanic feller, said it was a engine trouble. Way up yonder on a mountain curve, way up yonder in the piney wood, I gave that rolling Ford a shove and was gonna coast as far as I could. Commence coasting, picking up speed, it was a hairpin turn. I didn't make it. Alive, I'm telling you, and the fiddles and the guitars really flew, and that Ford took off like a flying squirrel, and it flew halfway around the world, scattered wives and children all over the side of that mountain. We got out to the west coast broke, so dadgum hungry I thought I'd croak. So I bummed up a spud or two, and my wife mixed up a tater stew. Poured the kids full of it, mighty thin stew though. You could read a magazine right through it. Well, I always figured that if it'd been just a little bit thinner, some of these here politicians could have seen right through it.
Babe, oh babe, they're telling me now you've got another. Babe, oh babe, I couldn't that if I tried. I don't have to tell you what you mean to me. I don't have to tell you what you mean to me. Oh, babe, oh, babe, I couldn't go on if our love died. I've been blind, it's the way I feel about you. And all this time, I never had any reason to doubt you. When I made up my mind, I thought I'd never be without you. Oh, babe, you know, I'll always love you just the way. Babe, oh babe, we've
jumped off the roof today. Some say he fell, but I could tell he did himself away. His eyes weren't bright like they were the night we played checkers on the train. Well, God bless his soul, it was a tootsie roll, but he's a dead cat just the same. We are living in the future, I'll tell you how I know. I read it in the paper 15 years ago. But we're all driving rocket ships and talking with our minds and wearing turquoise jewelry. Standing in Soupland, we're standing in Soupland. Well, Jake the barber's lonely daughter went down to her daddy's shop. She plugged herself to the barber pole and took a little off the top. There was pressure on the left, pressure on the right, pressure in the middle of the hole. I'm going to Maine on a 40-foot crane. I'm gonna use it for a fishing pole. We are living in the future, I tell you how I know. I read it in the paper 15 years ago. We're all driving rocket ships and talking with our minds and wearing turquoise jewelry and standing in Soupland. We're standing in Soupland. Old Sarah Brown sells tickets down at the all-night picture show. With a grand eye sex and the riddle with an X just to make a young man's pants grow. No tops, no bottom, just the hands and feet screaming the posters out on the street, strangling the curious and the weak. Yeah, we give them what they want to see. Oh, yeah, we give them what they want to see. Oh, we are living in the future, I'll tell you how I know. I read it in the paper 15 years ago. We're all driving rocket ships and talking with our minds and wearing turquoise jewelry. We're standing in Soupland. We're standing in Soupland. We're standing in Soupland.
Man goes to Paris, as every young man should. There's something in the Paris air that does a young man good.
Ah, les feuilles et les framboises et les bons vins qu'ils avons bu.
La 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 la. Raspberries, strawberries, the good wines we brew. Here's to the girls of the countryside, the ones we drink them to.
Paris nights are warm and fair, the summer winds are soft. A young man finds the face of love in every field and loft.
In every field and loft.
Ah, les feuilles et les framboises et les bons vins qu'ils avons bu.
La 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 la. Raspberries, strawberries, the good wines we brew. Here's to the girls of the countryside, the ones we drink them to.
An old man returns to Paris, as every old man must, and feels the winter winds blow cold. His dreams have turned to dust.
His dreams have turned to dust. His dreams have
Ah, les feuilles et les framboises et les bons vins qu'ils avons bu.
La 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 la. Raspberries, strawberries, the good wines we brew. Here's to the girls of the countryside,
whom we must bid adieu. Summer comes laughing to strawberry farms. Have you ever been there, where the wind never blows? Summer comes early to strawberry farms. Oh, the sun always shines, but an orphan. My mother is dead. She doesn't care where I go. My father left a long, long time ago. I had me a frog. He never whined or cried. I kept him in my pocket and he died. Summer comes laughing to strawberry farms. Have you ever been there, where the wind never blows? Summer comes early to strawberry farms. Oh, the sun always shines, but an orchard. Bobby had a brother. He got killed in the war. I asked him, but he didn't know what for. My mother was pretty. She had long black hair. Once she promised me a teddy bear. Summer comes laughing to strawberry farms. Have you ever been there, where the wind never blows? Summer comes early to strawberry farms. Oh, the sun always shines, and things don't die.
And so sad to have lost Tom T. Hall this week. A little tribute to him, Strawberry Farms. This is Highway 322, and I'm your host, Damon. Started off the set with Wax Hitachi with Talking Dust Bowl Blues, of course, a Woody Guthrie cover. And Karen Black gave us Babe Oh Babe. She's actually sort of a 70s, 60s actress, appeared in the Altman movie Nashville, is one of the leads in Five Easy Pieces. Actually had a bit of a horror film career as well, but she also sang in a great new collection of her work, really good songwriting, called Dreaming of You, 1971 to 76, out on Anthology Records. We heard John Prine, Living in the Future, and the Kingston Trio.
Support comes from Motus Theater, presenting Boundless Truth, Women's Stories of Freedom and Incarceration. Black women leaders who were formerly incarcerated tell autobiographical stories about the injustices within the criminal legal system. Sunday, September 19th at the Dairy Arts Center and on Zoom. More information and tickets at motustheater.org/events.
Agatha Fry, she made a pie, and Christopher John helped bake it. Christopher John, he mowed the lawn, and Agatha Fry helped rake it. Now Zachary Zug took out the rug, and Jennifer Joy helped shake it. Then Jennifer Joy, she made a toy, and Zachary Zug helped break it. And some kind of help is the kind of help that helping's all about. And some kind of help is the kind of help we all can do without.
Robin Hood and Little John running through the forest, laughing back and forth from what the other had to say. Reminiscing this and that and having such a good time. Hoodalotta, hoodalotta, golly, what a day. They was never ever thinking there was danger in the water. They was drinking, they was guzzling it down. Never dreaming that a scheming sheriff and his posse was a-gathering and watching them around. Robin Hood and Little John running through the forest, jumping fences, hopping ditches, trying to get away. Contemplating nothing and escaping, finally making it. Hoodalotta, hoodalotta, golly, what a day. Hoodalotta, hoodalotta, golly, what a day. Well, that's a good song.
If you love somebody enough, you go wherever they go. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. If you love somebody enough, you go where your heart wants to go. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. I know if you've seen her, you tell me, 'cause you are my friends, right? I've got to find her and find out the trouble she's in. You tell me she's not here, I'll follow the trail.
Songs and little dirty books. The place was full of happy, hopped up hippies at the time. All morning long, he hadn't made a dime.
He was a Greenwich Village folk song salesman. You should have heard the bag he was in. He was a Greenwich Village folk song salesman. He'd jump up and sing one now and then.
Songs about Detroit and Vietnam, and a new one about the Economic Opportunity Program.
What's that?
I don't know. I didn't write the song.
He had a little banjo with an alligator strap. He'd sing a song at the drop of your hat. He had one song there that Johnson should have heard, to the tune of the Great Speckled Bird.
He was a Greenwich Village folk song salesman. His beard was a dark shade of green.
He was a Greenwich Village folk song salesman.
And now and then he'd jump
got songs about Detroit and Vietnam and a new one about the Economic Opportunity Program.
I can't even pronounce that.
Well, I told him that I had to soon be on my way, way back to Music City, U.S. of A. He said, if you see Lee and Nancy, my friend, tell them I've got 15 songs for them.
He was a Green Ridge Village folk song salesman. You should have heard the bag he was in.
What a bag, what a bag, what
a
bag.
He was a Green Ridge Village folk song salesman. He'd jump up and sing one now and then.
Oh, yeah.
He was a Green Ridge Village folk song salesman. You should have heard the bag he was in.
What a bag, what a bag.
He was a Green Ridge.
I've been looking everywhere for Tiffany Anastasia Lowe. She's my own granddaughter. She didn't know how to play the guitar, so I took Mother Maybelle's and taught her. She came out here to Hollywood to be a star. And Tiffany, I'm wondering where you are. She talked a lot about a man named Quentin Tarantino. Have you seen some of his movies that I've seen? I thought he was a country boy from Knoxville. But Quentin Tarantino makes his women wild and mean. So Tiffany, run and find an earthquake girl. Go jump in a crack. Just don't let Quentin Tarantino find out where you're at. 'Cause Quentin Tarantino makes the strangest movies that I've ever seen. And Quentin Tarantino makes his women wild and mean. Now Quentin Tarantino's women sometimes get stuck with a hypodermic needle. They dance a lot and lose a lot of blood. But what's the good of loving John Travolta if he's always dragging you through the mud? So Tiffany, run and find an earthquake girl. Go jump in a crack. Just don't let Quentin Tarantino find out where you're at. 'Cause Quentin Tarantino makes the strangest movie that I've ever seen. Yeah, Quentin Tarantino makes his women wild and mean. Quentin Tarantino makes his women wild and mean.
Then the child
16 summers gone now. Cartwheels lost to car wheels through the town. And you tell him, take your time, it won't be long now. Till you drag your feet to slow those circles down.
I was alone and sickly, it was a quarter of a moonlit night. I heard him cry through my window shade and filled me so full of fright. But I could not turn my back on him, I put on the back porch light. Can I help you, said the Good Samaritan. Can I help you, said the Good Samaritan. Brought him bread and a blanket, but I told him you can't come in here. You can sleep outside in the tool shed, or a little rain comes in there. Well, I don't know you, you're a stranger to me. No, I don't know where you've been. You can't come in here, said the keeper of the inn. I don't want you in here, said the keeper of the inn. Couldn't sleep for the thinking, you know, the night got so insane. I thought maybe he was an angel and I left him out in the rain. Oh, and what if he was the devil? He'll be coming after me again. But when I woke in a weary morning, he was gone. When I woke in a weary morning, he was gone. Thought maybe he was an angel and I left him out in the rain. Oh, and what if he was a devil? He'll be coming after me again. When I woke in the weary morning, he was gone. 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 When I woke in the morning, he was gone.
Good hotel. I went shopping today for June. The wind rushed around this dirty town, and the children let out from their school. I was standing on a noise corner,
waiting for the walking green. Across the street he stood, and he played real good on his clarinet for free. Now me, I play for fortune, and these velvet curtain calls. I got a black limousine and the finest lady escorting me to these halls. And I'll play if you have some money, or if you're a friend to me. But that one man bear by the quick lunch stand, he was just playing real good for free. Now nobody stopped to hear him, though he played so sweet and so high. They knew he'd never been on their TV screen, so they passed his music by. I meant to go over and ask for a song, maybe put on a harmony. I can still hear his refrain as the signal changed. He was just playing real good for free.
Try to live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by. On your dreams, the one they picks, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry. So just look at them and sigh, and know they love you. Of tender years, can't know the fears your elders grew by. Help them with your youth, they see the truth before they can die. Teach your parents well, their children's hell will slowly go by. And feed them on your dreams, the one they fix, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry. So just look at them and sigh, they told you you would cry. So just look at them and sigh and know they love you. Ooh. And know they love you. Ooh. And know they love you. Yeah. And know they love you.
And we started off that set with Marlo Thomas, Tom Smothers, with Helping from the Free to Be You and Me. We heard Udolali featuring Alia Shawkat and Ben Dickey from the Blaze soundtrack. And that's how I got to Memphis. That was the Abbott Brothers from the celebrating Lou and Davis live concert event. Nancy Sinatra, Lee Hazelwood gave us the Greenwich Village Folk Song Salesman. And that song actually was written by the late Tom T. Hall. And June Carter Cash gave us one talking a little bit about Hollywood and Quentin Tarantino with Tiffany Anastasia Lowe. So also played the Buffy St. Marie version of the Circle Game, which was featured in the movie Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Joni Mitchell gave us Hunter. That's from the Blues Sessions, a forthcoming release of all this unreleased session material and unreleased songs from the Blue era. David Crosby, Sarah Uros gave us For Free from David Crosby's record, who was also on that last song, of course, Teach Your Children with Graham Nash, and his voice still in fine form. Also, voice great as ever, but sadly missed, is Nancy Griffith.
I am leaving Mississippi in the evening rain. These Delta towns wear satin gowns in a happy frame. The Ritalin guides my hands through the radio. Where would I be in times like these without the songs Loretta wrote? 'Cause when you can't find a friend, you still got the radio. When you can't find a friend, you still got the radio. The radio. Oh, listen to the radio. The radio. Wondering what's become of me. I got a 008 Tina Martin guitar in the backseat of the car. Hey, I am leaving Mississippi with the radio on. 'Cause we can't find a friend, you still got the radio. When you can't find a friend, you still got the radio. It
This program is supported by you, the KGNU listener member, and by Miller & Harrison, a law firm that provides assistance to people charged by the state with committing an offense and assistance to those injured by the fault of another. Located at Broadway and Mapleton in Boulder, more information can be found at millerandharrison.com or by calling 303-449-2830.
Stay tuned for more groovy program. Ragtime America with Jack Rummel, 8 p.m. Swing Shift with George Cody, 9 p.m. and Jazz Lives with George C. at 10 p.m.
They say freedom is a natural thing. From cradle to grave, show the world what's at stake. A higher purpose walks these streets all around. In a sea of noise, it's still there but tuned out. Living in the USA. Share a little truth with your neighbor down the block. We've all got fossil fuel lungs while we run out the clock. Living in the USA. Living in the USA. And where's the heart from days of old? Where's the empathy? Where's the soul? Living in the USA. Living in the USA. This land of freedom, all can live the dream they say, with voices crying out and sirens wailing away. Through every back channel door, cash crowns the king, there's no limits anymore. Living in the USA. Where the rule of law is now up for sale, where wealth and privilege buy a ticket out of jail. Living in the USA. Where's the heart from days of old? Where's the empathy? Where's the soul? Living in the USA. Living in the USA. Our hearts make way for tremolo tears. And charlatans will be deleted from our minds. Power invested in people, let the idea shine. Living in the USA. Isolation noise on a rolling review, with the marching drums of change gonna power through to you. Living in the USA. Living in the USA. Where's the heart from days of old?
Living in the USA. Living in the USA.
Closing it out with Lucinda Williams covering Tom Petty with Wildflowers, and prior to that, of course, Tom Petty with Swingin', Sunvolt, Living in the USA, Great New Song, and the late, great Nancy Griffith. Close it off with some classic country. Here's one about the auctioneer.
Hey, well, all right, sir, here we go there, and what are you going to give for him? I'm at 25, will you give me $30, 30, make it 30, bid it a 30, 35, another 40, make it a 40, bid it a 40, now 5, 5, 5, make it a 45, and now 50 on the bind there. There was a boy in Arkansas who wouldn't listen to his ma when she told him that he should go to school. He'd sneak away in the afternoon, take a little walk, then pretty soon you'd find him at the local auction barn. He'd stand and listen carefully, then pretty soon he began to see how the auctioneer could talk so rapidly. He said, oh my, it's do or die, I've got to learn that auction cry, gotta make my mark and be an auctioneer. $25 bidder now, $30, 30, will he give me 30, make it 30, bid it a mama, $30, will he give me 30, hoorah, bid it a $30 bid. $30 bidder now, 35, will he give me 35, to make it a 35, to bid it a 35, who would have bid it at a $35 bid. As time went on, he did his best, and all could see he didn't jest. He practiced calling bids both night and day. His pap would find him behind the barn just working up an awful storm as he tried to imitate the auctioneer. Then his pap said, son, we just can't stand to have a mediocre man selling things at auction using our good name. I'll send you off to auction school, then you'll be nobody's fool. You can take your place among the best. $35 bid it, now the $40, 40, will you give me 40, make it a 40, bid it a bomb, $40, will you give me 40, hoorah, bid it a $40 bid. $40 bid it now, 45, will you give me 45, to make it a 45, to bid it a 45, who would have bid it at a $45 bid? So from that boy who went to school, there grew a man who played it cool. He came back home a full-fledged auctioneer. Then the people came from miles around just to hear him make that rhythmic sound that filled their hearts with such a happy cheer. Then his fame spread out from shore to shore. He had all he could do and more. Had to buy a plane to get around. Now he's the tops in all the land. Let's pause and give that man a hand. He is the best hillbilly auctioneer. $45 bidder now, $50, 50, will you give me 50, make it a 50, bid it a bomb, a $50, will you give me 50, hoorah, bid it a $50 bid. $50 bidder now, 55, will you give me 55, to make it a 55, to bid it a 55, I sold that hog for a $50 bill. Hey, well, all right, sir, open the gate and let him out and welcome, boys. Here we come, a lot of number.
Well, you are listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. The time is 8 o'clock. Stay tuned for Ragtime America.
Support comes from Paradise Found Records and Music, formerly Bart's Record Shop, Boulder's source for new and used music. Buying record collections at the customer's location, located at 1646 Pearl Street. More information by calling 303-444-1760.
Support comes from Planet Bluegrass, presenting the Punch Brothers, featuring special guests Aoife O'Donovan and Hawktail, on September 16th in Lyons, Colorado. Ticket information for this show can be found at shop.bluegrass.com.
Good evening. Welcome to Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime this evening. And tonight we are celebrating actually the 80th anniversary of the death of John Henry Auferheide, who lived from 1865 to 1941. That probably is not a name that you are all that familiar with, but in the list of ragtime publishers, producers, and so on. He's right up there near the top. And for a brief period of time, he controlled all of the publishing rights for rags within the state of Indiana. So let's just get right on with it. We've got a lot of music to cover tonight. For 5 years, from 1908 to 1912, in the middle of the classic rag era, a businessman, his daughter, and a few of her friends made Indianapolis a center of Midwestern ragtime. There were a handful of local rags published in Indiana before and after this 5-year period, but there was no other publisher as committed and no stable of writers as good as John Aufderheide had. He was born February 10th, 1865, died August 30th, 1941, lived his entire life in Indianapolis. As a youth, he was interested in music and played the violin semi-professionally, but he ultimately entered the business community and founded the highly successful Commonwealth Loan Company. His daughter, May, born 1888, was in her early teens when ragtime fever hit Indianapolis, and soon she began to try to write rags. By 1908, she had one she liked, and she liked it well enough to try and seek its publication. Dusty Rag, not even a local hit, mainly due to inadequate distribution, but its mere existence touched her father. And later that year, he created J.H. Aufderheide and Company to publish his daughter's compositions. So let's just do that first one right now. Here is the Dusty Rag from 1908. And here is the River Raisin Ragtime Review.